put things into perspective, as of last fall, student enrollment at CSU was 27,500. Officials expect that number to be as high as 35,000 over the next decade. And, Jeff, that number could even be higher.
In addition to adding in-state students, university officials are also aiming to attract more students from out of state and even outside of the country. They've partnered with a company called Into University Partnerships to increase international enrollment by 1,000 over the next 5 years.
Well, student housing is already a tight commodity in Fort Collins, and even though this growth is going to come gradually, can developers keep up with the need?
Well, our sources say the demand will be met, but developers from outside the market are probably going to do most of the heavy lifting. If you look at the two biggest student housing projects currently underway in Fort Collins, they're the result of outside developers making their mark on the city. The Grove, which is on Center, just southwest of the Hilton Hotel, and the Commons, which is at Stewart and College, will include more than 1,200 beds put together, and their developers are located in North Carolina and Alabama. And that's not to say that local developers won't be putting up student housing as well, but their projects probably will not be on the same scale with the huge developments being built right now.
Well, what about on-campus housing, Jeff? As we know, life in the dorms is as much of the college experience as is being in class. So how much dorm space is there for CSU students?
Right now, there's about 5,300 beds on campus. There are some construction projects in progress, and they'll be reconfiguring the use of some of the space they already have to add 1,000 new beds by 2015. After that, there are some other projects that could be considered, depending on the budget and other constraints, and that could add 600 additional beds. And, you know, there's uncertainty with the potential of putting a football stadium on campus that may complicate the housing space issue even further.
Well, if students are not living on campus in the dorms, where are they living now?
Mostly in multifamily housing developments in the northwest part of Fort Collins. There's also some who live in single-family homes or condominiums, but most live in apartments with a couple of roommates to help pay the rent. Vacancy rates are very low around campus, only about 1.2% as of last quarter 2011, and that drives rents up. As the market gets tighter, the area with the highest rents will continue to expand. So the price of a residence is most important thing to students looking for a place to live. This is according to a survey from the city, and then proximity is a close second.
Well, speaking of proximity, what about the neighborhoods around campus in these new housing projects we've been talking about? I know there's been some contention going on between the various parties involved.
You're absolutely right. The Grove, which will be able to house more than 600 students, took over a year to get through the city's approval process. Because the residents in the surrounding neighborhoods appealed the Planning and Zoning Board's first decision on the matter. They said it wasn't green enough and that it violated land use codes. But in the end, the plans for the project were reworked, and it would be situated further away from wetlands in the area and from homes. The neighbors attempted to appeal the P&Z Board a second time, but were unsuccessful. With something like this, every case is different.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.